The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I don't know what goes on after hours, but...
He wasn't trying to find out.
I wasn't trying to find out.
Well, it wasn't just the photos and videos of the raids in the homes of Sean Diddy Combs that went viral last week. No, as we explore these allegations and potential criminal charges, new and old videos and comments regarding the rapper and producer are taking center stage. We're going to break them down along with some updates in the case. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. It has been quite the week since Homeland Security agents swarmed the residences of Sean Diddy Combs out in Los Angeles and Miami, the rapper, producer, mogul, reported billionaire. It was almost like a military response with heavily armed officers, vehicles rolling into these wealthy neighborhoods. And there have been some interesting reactions and takes and insights in the aftermath of all of this. Now, to be clear, here is where we're at right now. At the time of this recording, all federal authorities have said so far is that the raids were happening in connection with some sort of ongoing investigation, which sources say has to do with human trafficking. In fact, the New York Post reported that a Department of Homeland Security officer told them, quote, "We believe that there is a disturbing history of sex trafficking. We are responding to concrete, detailed, explicit allegations. This is not random. We didn't choose his name out of a hat. We had allegations that we're following up on." Okay, so we're going to get into all of that in a bit. But when we talk about human trafficking, which is generally speaking when you exploit somebody for labor or services or commercial sex, more specifically what we're talking about is sex trafficking. So that is recruiting, transporting, soliciting somebody for the purposes of commercial sex, usually through fraud, force, coercion. The person is a minor under 18 years of age. So you think about what kind of evidence they're trying to collect to support those kind of potential charges or related charges. But since the news came out about these raids, there are a lot of videos that are surfacing of the music mogul, some of which we're looking at now in a different context, to say the least. Let me talk about this video. There was video and photos that seemed to show where Combs is right now, because Combs appears to still be hanging out in the Miami area. A fitness coach said he was visiting a restaurant on Friday when he happened to see Combs and some of his friends in line.
Down here at Pura Vida by my pad, run into the man right here.
What's up?
Miami's like that. Yeah. It's a movie.
Combs apparently flashed an L, said love, what's up? The day before, he was reportedly spotted at a Top Golf in Miami with his teenage daughters. Seems to be pretty relaxed for a guy whose empire could potentially be at stake and he could potentially be facing criminal charges. But this is significant. This is very significant because there was speculation at the time of the raids that Combs had fled the country. After all, reports indicated that Combs' private jet had flown to the Caribbean on the day of the raids. Now it has since returned back to Florida. But we didn't know where Combs was. In fact, we did live Q&A shows with our viewers on the Law & Crime Network. And that was one of the number one questions we kept getting asked. Where is Combs? Or how can you get him back if he's in another country? What about extradition? Well, Combs' attorney, Aaron Dyer, he did release a statement criticizing the raids, but also said, quote, and I thought this was so interesting, "Mr. Combs was never detained but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. That led me to believe that there was a strong chance he never left the country." Okay, so it seems like he's in Florida. Something to keep in mind, though. Combs, who's gone by the names Diddy, P. Diddy, Puffy, and more, he has not been arrested. Okay? He has not been arrested. He has not been criminally charged in connection with any sort of trafficking investigation. Right now, this just appears to be an investigation. However, we spoke with Tracy Walder, a former CIA and FBI special agent, who says it is only a matter of time before Diddy is charged.
So I absolutely believe, and again, simply my hypothesis, he is innocent until proven guilty, that he will be arrested and indicted on sex trafficking charges. I have no doubt about that. And I do believe that he was most likely the kingpin of this. These girls, what that tells me, if it's out of the Southern District of New York, is this is spanning multiple states and that he is trafficking or allegedly trafficking girls across multiple states, across the United States. This isn't just an isolated incident.
And that could very well be true. Her opinion has been shared with other analysts I've spoken to. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. Because if you think about it, if this is in fact an investigation from the Southern District of New York, those federal prosecutors, they sought search warrants based on probable cause of criminal conduct. So they were able to get a judge to sign off on those search warrants. Perhaps they were basing this off of witness interviews or some other piece of evidence, but these raids were for the purpose of gathering evidence, not to arrest anybody, but gathering evidence. So now that they have, or seem to have, whatever they were looking for, it will take some time to analyze and process this evidence. It's also possible that they're issuing subpoenas to individuals. They're building a case before they possibly go before a grand jury to officially indict Combs and others. Not saying that's what's going to happen, but it is something to think about. Now, something that might have really ramped up this federal investigation as I talk about potential witnesses that may be cooperating and providing information to investigators and prosecutors is all of the details that were released in several lawsuits filed against Combs in the past several months. And there's two in particular I'm going to highlight. These are two bombshell lawsuits against Diddy, one from his ex Cassandra Ventura, or Cassie, and another from a music producer named Rodney Jones, little Rod Jones. Both of these lawsuits make chilling claims of violence, sexual assault, drug use, trafficking, a lot more. I wonder if details of those cases, even though these are civil cases, if they are being investigated by federal authorities, because what was alleged was essentially criminal conduct. And we don't know if either Ventura or Little Rod Jones are in fact witnesses working with the government. But in her lawsuit, Cassie claims that she felt trapped in the relationship with Combs, who was verbally and physically abusive. She claims he forced her to have sex with prostitutes while he watched, sometimes filmed them. And she says that when she tried to leave him, Combs raped her. In the Rodney Jones lawsuit, the producer claims that he was assaulted, harassed, threatened by Combs. He points to rampant drug use involving Combs' alleged drug mule, Brendan Paul, who was actually arrested on drug charges on the same day as the raids at an airport in Miami. Jones also claims that underage girls were present at Combs' parties where they may have been intimate with Combs. And Jones even accuses actor Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexually assaulting him on a yacht. Says Combs helped set the whole situation up. In an amended complaint, Cuba Gooding Jr. was actually added as a defendant in this case. But these are not the only high-profile people to call Combs out. No, as we mentioned on previous sidebars, Combs' longtime rival, rapper 50 Cent, has been quite active on social media about what's been going on. After the raids, he posted on Instagram, quote, "Now it's not Diddy do it," in a reference to a planned docu-series that he was going to produce. But he says, "Now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they got a case." Since then, he's posted several memes mocking Diddy's legal troubles. He's also shared a video from someone on social media that called Combs.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Quote, "too freaky for society." Aubrey O'Day from the musical group Danity Kane, founded by Combs back in the early 2000s, she posted on Instagram after the raids, "what you sow, you shall reap. I pray this emboldens all of us victims to finally speak on what we've endured." She once said in a podcast back in 2022 that she was fired by Combs from the group because she, quote, "wasn't willing to do what was expected of her, not talent-wise, but in other areas." But in light of all of these statements and all of these developments, there are several celebrities who have made statements about Combs' alleged bad behavior that we got to talk about. Cat Williams, the comedian, he spoke with NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe back in January on Sharpe's podcast Club Shay Shay. So timeline-wise, this is after some of the lawsuits come out. before, obviously, the raids this past week. Let's hear what he had to say.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times, just to protect my integrity and that I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no.
Come on. I did.
You can see from Shannon Sharpe's reaction there, that is an explosive thing that Williams just said. And many people have pointed back to this interview saying Williams predicted that 2024 might be Combs' downfall. Now, to be clear, Combs is not being investigated for having sexual relations with men or women. No. But if you look at the statement in the context of allegations that Combs forcibly touched or sexually assaulted people or engaged in sex trafficking of minors, you look at that statement from Williams a little bit differently. And of course, this is merely a claim, an accusation from Cat Williams. We can't verify what is going on here. But there are other videos going viral online right now that seem proof positive that Combs' parties were nothing short of infamous.
Oh, hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
That was Combs and NBA legend LeBron James. But others have recently come out to say that Combs' parties were not a place you wanted to be. That includes rapper Uncle Luke, who spoke with the podcast We in Miami just last week.
Right, did you party with Diddy a lot?
No, not really. I would go to the party and leave early.
Why wouldn't you stay? Right?
I go to the party and leave early. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on after hours, but
he wasn't trying to find out.
I wasn't trying to find out.
One of the videos that has gone especially viral or circulated in the aftermath of the raids was Combs' interaction with a then 15-year-old Justin Bieber back in what I believe is 2009 as he was just rocketing to stardom. It was posted back in the day on Bieber's YouTube channel titled 48 Hours with Diddy.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
Given what we know about Combs' party lifestyle through these lawsuits and people have spoken out over the years, it is a little concerning that someone so young was hanging out with the rapper. And in fact, in a video posted on Combs' YouTube channel just a year or so later, Bieber looks, what I believe, uncomfortable interacting with the rapper.
What's up, man? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, young brother, everything's good? Selling out arenas and everything? Yeah. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right. Okay.
My number?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's visit with Combs wasn't the first time the music executive had a rising star at his home. R&B icon Usher is the one who actually signed Bieber to the record label, and Combs was the one who produced Usher's first album. So Usher said during an interview with Howard Stern back in 2016 that his year living with Combs as a teenager was intense.
It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
Usher also told Stern in that interview when asked if he would allow his kids to do the same, he replied emphatically, hell no. Hey, everybody. So I want to thank Morgan & Morgan for sponsoring this episode of Sidebar. Always love talking about them. Now, here is the incredible thing about Morgan & Morgan and one of the reasons why I like talking about them so much.
Hey, say something about our big wins.
You're not supposed to come on camera. The reason Morgan & Morgan, America's largest personal injury law firm, is so big, and I'm sure you can guess it, is because they win a lot. And that's
don't forget huge verdict.
Yeah, I was... They've won big verdicts, $6.8 million in New York, $26 million in Philadelphia. You see, the thing about them is they don't settle for lowball insurance offers from insurance companies, which is something...
Mention that you can submit a claim from your couch at home and on your phone.
Dan? They've completely modernized the process by submitting your claim, talking to your legal team. It's all done straight from your smartphone. Again, that's something
eight
that...
Eight clicks or less.
Yes. You can... See if you have a case in just a few minutes.
A thousand lawyers. We have over 1,000 lawyers.
All right. You know what, Dan? If you really think you can do better, maybe you should just do it yourself.
What Jesse was getting at is if you've ever been injured in an accident, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. You can submit a claim in 8 clicks or less. To start your claim, just visit forthepeople.com/LCSidebar.
You came a little too close to me. It hurt me a little bit. I'm probably actually going to have to hire you guys now, but that was well said. That was well said. Now, in a strange twist, there is another recently resurfaced video where it seems two worlds have collided. You may have seen the recent documentary Quiet on Set, which looked at alleged abuses, labor violations, and overall just weird behavior on the Nickelodeon sets in the 90s and early 2000s. In the documentary, a few of the former cast members of the SNL-style kids show All That talked about being forced to participate in very uncomfortable scenes. Now, Combs made a guest appearance on that show in 2002. This video, in light of these allegations, rumors, speculations, it has also made the rounds.
Hey, Diddy.
What's up?
We can't wake up Shane.
You try cymbals?
Yep.
What about sour milk?
Didn't work.
Tell you what. Take this toy helicopter. Put it down his pants.
All right.
We'll do it.
We'll do.
The video goes on to show them doing just that, and the boy screams in pain when the helicopter is turned on. It's just an odd situation all around. So what does all this mean? Could be nothing. Could just be odd statements, odd encounters that we look at a little bit differently now in 2024. Maybe it plays absolutely no role in the investigation or even a future prosecution of Sean Combs. On the other hand, maybe there is a connection. Could the federal authorities be looking to talk to some of these people? Nadia Shihata, one of the New York federal prosecutors in the infamous R. Kelly trial that sent him away for decades on child pornography charges and sex trafficking charges, says investigators want all the information they can get.
I think prosecutors will talk to anyone they think has relevant information. Now, that doesn't mean they'll start with a subpoena. It usually starts with a reach out to see if someone will voluntarily speak to you. If that doesn't work and the prosecutors and agents think that the person really has relevant information, then, you know, their status as a celebrity is not going to stop them from getting subpoenaed and potentially having to testify.
That was a really good interview, by the way, with Nadia Shihata. I encourage everybody to check it out. We interviewed her last week on Sidebar. But as I mentioned, a day after the raids at Combs' homes, his attorney, Aaron Dyer, put out that statement. And he said in part, quote, "There was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. This unprecedented ambush paired with an advanced coordinated media presence leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits." So we asked defense attorney Brian McMonigal, who represented Bill Cosby and rapper Meek Mill, for his reaction to that statement.
Perfection. You know, he's obviously represented by a great lawyer, and that's the exact response that you want. This is an indication from the defendant, if he is going to be a defendant, that they're not messing around, that they're not going to lie down. It's unequivocal. It's I'm innocent. And if you've got something, bring it. I don't know that you could have crafted a better statement. And I think it's an indication of what's to come, because if they are going to bring charges, this is a case that's going to go to trial.
So what ammunition does a future prosecutor have in their arsenal? Well, electronics were apparently removed from Combs' home, which could include digital evidence like video or audio files, but also emails and text messages. It appears the reporting indicates that firearms were also removed from the home, which could be interesting if we're talking about illegal firearms possession charges. And we know that the horrific accusations from the lawsuits could factor in. I always thought it was interesting that the investigation and the raids happened after these lawsuits were filed. It is very possible that some of these plaintiffs from these lawsuits are cooperating with federal authorities in this criminal investigation. Prosecutors would definitely want to have a strong number of witnesses standing behind them, ready to testify about what they've seen when they were in Combs' orbit, what they experienced, and some recently resurfaced videos could point investigators in that direction or in the right direction for them. And if this does make it to a court of law, Combs would be up against the best of the best. This is according to criminal defense attorney Bradford Cohen, who has represented several high-profile rappers and musical artists in his career like Kodak Black, Drake, and YNW Melly.
You know, like I said, the feds don't have evidence to make an arrest. They have evidence to make a conviction. That's what they're looking for. Whether or not they could indict someone, they could indict, you know, anyone. They could find enough evidence to indict anyone on the planet. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for enough evidence. When they bring a case, they're looking for enough evidence to convict. That's why they have a 99% conviction rate. That's why the Southern District of New York is the Southern District of New York. It's a very serious district.
But on the other hand, what if this is all overblown and the investigation goes nowhere or proves that Combs isn't involved in any of this at all? Would he have any recourse either against the government or the people who spoke with the government?
Unfortunately, no, because, you know, regarding the raids on his house, those were done pursuant to a search warrant that a judge reviewed. Unless there was a lie in that search warrant, if the search warrant was truthful and the affidavit that was attached to that search warrant was truthful, they are relying on evidence and relying on individuals that gave statements, and the judge is then relying on reviewing that and signing off on it, and they would have immunity from any sort of lawsuit, even if they find nothing.
Yeah.
Because it was based on good faith, and there's a good faith exception, and there's also an immunity for prosecutors that are bringing cases. So he wouldn't have a case against them. He may have, if it becomes total BS, he may have civil remedies against individuals who were making the accusations against
him. Right. By the way, when it comes to this alleged drug mule who was arrested, Brendan Paul, we asked Bradford Cohen if that is significant in this investigation that's potentially centered around Combs. He says, maybe not really.
You know, listen, I've represented a lot of entertainers through my 27 years. Drug cases, gun cases, other cases such as this. The fact is that everybody always wants the top dog. Like, the feds don't want Rodney Smith or whoever it is. They don't want any of those people. They don't want the drug mule. They'll probably give that guy immunity. They don't want any of these people. Who they want is whoever is the top dog in that, because that's what gives them the press.
So it is going to be very interesting to see how all of this shakes out now that the story has taken the world by storm. And of course, we will keep you updated here on Sidebar as new information comes in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for watching us. As always, please subscribe to Sidebar on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.